Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. One of my favorites covering girls basketball in this area. Played at Sherrard High School, graduated in 2012, played with some swag on the floor, Amy Iverson, and she is now the head basketball coach, I believe, named the position last night in southeastern Iowa at New London High School. I'd say located kind of north and west of Burlington. And I thought, well, what was the first question I could ask Amy Iverson? And I guess a great question would be, Amy Iverson the coach, how would Amy Iverson the coach handle Amy Iverson the player? As Doug Swanson and Becky Ince Hutton are listening, they're saying, that's a good question to start off with, Taylor. So what about that?
Oh my goodness, that is a great question to start with. Well, I think that's definitely going to be a learning process. I think Coach Ince and Coach Swanson will laugh at me when I have to go back and ask them how to deal with it. But, yeah, I guess I just kind of got to roll with the punches and understand that some kids might be a little tougher to handle than others.
All right, you handled that diplomatically. A-plus on your first question. So I know basketball runs deep in your blood. You've been playing your whole life, and you've been coaching out of college. I know you played at Parkland down near Champaign, played at Iowa Wesleyan in Mount Pleasant, and then after playing days, helped coaching there. So you've been around basketball really your whole life. So from a coaching standpoint, that's something you really wanted to do?
Oh yeah, I mean, if I could still be on that court, I definitely would, but I think coaching is the next best thing. It's kind of been my identity growing up. It's been the one thing that I actually have always known I wanted to do, and I'm just so excited to stay around the game. It's given me so many opportunities, you know, a pathway to get my college degree, my first real big coaching job, like you just said, at Iowa Wesleyan, and I mean, most importantly, lifelong friendships and relationships, and you know, that's just the greatest part about it, being a part of a team, being a part of something bigger than yourself, and that's why I just love being around the game.
All right, it's pretty cool too. We were talking off the air. I know New London, I got on their website. They're the Tigers, but they're not purple. They're not purple and gold. I think they're black and gold. So we'll cut them some slack there. And a small bitty school. I think maybe around 160 kids in the high school, around 40 kids per class. But I know what's neat about that. If you get rolling at a school like that and have some success, you know, people in those small towns say we're going to get out. And we're going to watch this team play. So I know that's something you really want to create there, I assume.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of the things I loved about Sherrard. There's something to be said about small communities. They just really rally behind their athletes. I mean, they can identify with them. They see them out in the community, you know, their local restaurant or whatever. And that's what I love about small towns. It's, you know, the send-offs, the team meals, the fan attendance. And it's really what makes it so special. And that is what attracted me to New London.
And how do you replicate what you were a part of at Sherrard, playing for Coach Ince, playing for Coach Swanson, and we see what that program is now, you know, that it is really something special at Sherrard, you know, when you not only play there, you know, see a lot of kids come back and contribute to the program, get together, stay close to the program, want to know what's going on. You know, it is truly the definition of a program. You may graduate, you may leave, but you're always tied to it. And that's a testament to Coach Swanson and then a testament to Coach Ince, too. And doing that, creating that is not easy. So, Amy Iverson, I know that's something you want to do where you're going to, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, and just what are some of the things you learned from Sherrard, maybe bringing that to New London?
I think the most important thing is going to be building those relationships, which, in my opinion, is really what coaching is all about. You have to create that warm and safe environment and that trust. So, I mean, then the girls, you know, they can confide in you and they do want to come back and support what they helped build. And I think, you know, these first couple of years, we're really going to try to build something special. And I'm going to explain to these girls, you have a chance to be a part of something great, and it starts with you. And like I said, just the relationships, that's what I go back for. I still will text Coach Swanson every now and then, pick his brain on some basketball stuff or just, you know, anything in general. And it's just creating that environment where everyone feels they belong and they feel safe.
Have you met with the kids there yet, or have you still got it? Because I think you're just hired Monday night. Have you had a chance to visit with them yet?
I have not. I actually went on campus last week, and I got to meet a couple of the girls, just, you know, a quick hi. They're pretty heavy into their softball. Well, actually, that started yesterday for them. I think they play every night this week, but I'm hoping to have some sort of Zoom meeting with the returners for sure this week.
And I think Iowa is allowing maybe some basketball activities effective July 1. So I guess how pumped are you when you get the rack of balls out for the first time and get together as a group?
I can't even explain how excited I am. I'm just smiling ear to ear right now talking about it. I'm kind of going into it blindly. I don't know what pieces I'm going to have. They don't have many girls. I think there's maybe 6 or 7 returners. Only one senior, I believe. So I'm just excited to see what I'm working with and how I can fit the pieces together and see what kind of roles these girls can have.
Well, I'll give you an idea here. I know when we get past beyond this COVID-19 pandemic and things return to normal, I think it'd be nice if Sherrard traveled to New London, or maybe New London traveled to Sherrard, and you play some summer basketball against one another. Would that be pretty cool?
Oh, yeah, that's funny you mentioned that. I actually was talking to Coach Swanson last week, and he's like, so how far is New London from Sherrard? And I'm like, oh, only about an hour and a half. And he's like, well, maybe we'll have to work out a Saturday game.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We'd broadcast that.
I would love that. That would be a dream come true. You better take it a little easy on me for the first time around.
So I just like to talk to kids that played here and go on and do bigger and better things. And as I wrap up, the one thing I sincerely mean this when I say this to you, you know, covering kids that played interscholastic athletics, you it's easy to tell kids that really enjoyed playing. And I always thought when I covered you, when you played at Sherrard and played at such a high level, that you enjoyed it. You know, I'm like, that kid is like, I can tell that kid is enjoying getting under the skin of the team she's playing against. I can tell she's enjoying a little bit getting under the skin maybe of her head coach, Doug Swanson or Becky Ince or whatever. But like, that's the one thing I tell kids. I hope you truly enjoy your opportunity and you really enjoy playing. And I really thought I noticed that about you. You really enjoyed playing. I got that right, didn't I?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yes, basketball has been a passion of mine since I don't even know whenever I could start at, you know, the YMCA league or whatever. It's just given me so many emotions and just happiness. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just a loss of words. I just truly love stepping out on that floor and, you know, just being a part of a team and helping my team be the best they can.
All right. It'll be great following a 2012 Sherrard High School graduate, Amy Iverson. Let's all root for the New London Tigers down in southeastern Iowa. Amy Iverson this week named head coach of that program. Congratulations. We'll look forward to following your success down there.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.